My question is about the Presidential Search Advisory Committee. I'm sure that they're doing great work. I know they're working hard. And as a current student and a staff member, I want to thank you for allowing me to have representation ex officio through the student body and through the staff council on that group. My question is, and I'm sure there's a strategic decision, but why those two members aren't voting members on the advisory committee?
That's the same question we got from the Farmer Student Association saying, hey, how come we don't have somebody on the committee? And they have no one on the committee. And the previous committees were 15 and 22, right. Stuff like that. And one of the problems with that was that you had a reluctance for people, you know, the president of Joe Blow University to apply because he's sitting there saying, do I really believe that 22 people are going to be able to keep my name secret, or am I going to read it in the Purdue newspaper or something like that? Mm-hmm. And so we and the board wanted to have it small, and we wanted to have it representative of the faculty and staff council, and they agreed on 7. And then I asked if it can be increased by 2, and if it were 7 voting members. And I think on that committee, whether you're voting or not, I'm not sure there's going to be, a close vote on something. We'll see what happens. But I wanted to, and the board wanted the president of the student body and staff council to be on it by virtue of their office. And so those two presidents were put on there ex officio.
Thank you.
And to give you a little, the timetable is still January, something like that, to mesh closely with when Bowen is leaving. And they are on track. I mean, right now they're taking nominations. Anybody that wants to nominate somebody for president just has to go on the website and throw the name in. You don't have to use your name. You can put anybody's name that you want in. And so there'd be several hundred people in that process. And what they're doing now is collecting those names, and we'll be doing that for several more weeks. And then that committee will start seeing the names and rejecting those that, there'll be some out of hand where somebody nominates somebody in Alaska that, not qualified or whatever. In other words, they'll winter those out. The company that is overseeing that is a company called Korn Ferry, which I think it's safe to assume is maybe the best search firm in the country. There's probably not very many equal to them, both in academics and in corporate recruiting and stuff like that. And so they're going through those folks. They're also talking privately to folks that within this university and within other universities, asking them, recruiting them, seeing if they are interested in putting their name in and things like that. And so that process will go on probably through Thanksgiving or so, and then the committee that Lisa sits on will start paring down. And the eventual goal is to get it to 3, and then this committee will send the regents 3 names, and the regent pick 1 of those 3 names. Presumably, if one those 3 don't make it, then I assume you have a failed search and start the process all over again.